they're honking in support.
Every week that he can, Sidney Lester brings his Confederate flag to the Virginia Museum and stakes out a place on the sidewalk.
Thursday, with almost 100 degrees, 99 degrees, that's dedication.
They're called the Virginia Flaggers. They gather outside the museum, displaying Confederate flags and signs. They're disheartened the museum mandated the removal of a pair of Confederate battle flags from the Confederate chapel on the grounds. That was more than 2 years ago, going on three.
They just dishonored everybody when they did that. I want them two flags back up there.
It's a battle flag, so it is a very strong emblem.
Artist Sonia Clark created a piece on exhibit at the museum. The work is titled Black Hair Flag, and it's unmistakably a flag, both Confederate and American, woven almost entirely in what looks like African hair.
And my own husband said, oh, that piece is going to get you in trouble. And I said, well, who's it going to get me in trouble with? Is it going to get me in trouble with the flaggers who are now disappointed that the Confederate flag is no longer hanging on the grounds of the museum? They should be happy there's now a Confederate flag actually in the museum. I have no problem with retracing what our history is. It's that somewhere in that proclamation there was no discussion of the contributions of African Americans. Frankly, it got me a little angry, but that's a good place to make work from sometimes.
The artist says she appreciates any dialogue that her art might create.
As soon as I cornrowed the stripes and Bantu knotted the stars, the battle flag emerges. So those complicated histories get interwoven, and that's what was missing.
The perception is if you fly a Confederate flag, you therefore must be wanting to advocate slavery, which is absolutely ridiculous.
Barry Eisenhower is a spokesman for the Virginia Flaggers.
It is a soldier's flag that was made by the honor of the soldiers, and it was a battlefield flag that they died and bled under.
Today, Eisenhower visits the Memorial Chapel, pining for those two missing flags. The chapel is sacred to the Flaggers, and it's owned by the museum and leased to the Sons of Confederate Veterans for a reasonable rent.
Well, it is, for $1.
VMFA's Deputy Director Stephen Bonides says it was at the time of lease renewal that the museum told the Sons, take down the flags. The museum had conducted extensive research and determined that a Confederate battle flag never historically hung outside the chapel. And there was another consideration.
When we look at the Confederate battle flag, I think we need to also understand how its use and significance has changed over time, how it's been appropriated by other groups as a symbol of protest, reinforcing segregation and Jim Crow laws.
We've been here for almost three years doing this. We'll continue to be here until they put the flags up.
I thought they was racist, too, until I talked to them. It's regular people that live in your neighborhood, and they racist, so you got to talk to people before you judge them.
It's a Confederate chapel, and I think they had the right to fly the Confederate flag, and I'm sorry the museum decided to take it down. I also think it was 150 years ago, and it's time to get over it.
Virginia flaggers like Sidney Lester and Barry Eisenhower plan to keep coming back week after week to the VMFA, and not likely for the art.
Put them two flags back up there, and the only time they'll ever see me is when I come down here for memorial service.
It means a lot to you.
Yes, it does.
In Richmond, I'm May Lily Lee.